give a brief message. And I intend really to use some pictures and some descriptive language to just bring out the full message. Basically, we're continuing our theme of advancing the kingdom agenda. And the focus is salvation. The focus is salvation. I believe that salvation is one of the most crucial words in the biblical vocabulary. I truly believe that. And we'll see why shortly. Salvation means that you've been rescued from the consequences of your wrongdoings and brought into a embrace by God into his family. He has this protective embrace over you. And the idea is to bring you into his kingdom, into his family, and to make you sons and daughters of heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're going to start by looking at the next picture. It's called the branch. It's there, the branch rescued from the fire. And that's taken from Zechariah 3, verse 2. And as you can see, that's basically a bonfire. And there are some branches totally consumed by the flames, and others who have just caught the flames, and others that are not quite touched by the flame. And as I said, that's called the branch rescued from the fire. I truly believe that I'm one of those branches rescued by God from the fire. And I hope that it resonates with you as well, because I believe that we're all branches rescued from the consuming fire. Again, that's a picture of salvation. Praise the Lord. And if we go on to the next slide, okay. And just to give you a background to this, this is basically about Joshua the high priest. And of course, you know, in the Old Testament, the high priest represents the people to God and represents God to the people. So he stands in the gap. So God has used Joshua to show the true spiritual state of Israel, which was quite dire. So what happened was Joshua is presented to God as someone in filthy rags. And God says, look, I've forgiven you. Not only have I forgiven you, I've taken away your filthy rags and I've given you a robe of righteousness. So what happens here is that, and I'm going to read it. And the Lord said to Satan, I, the Lord, reject your accusations, Satan. You realize that Satan is always making accusations against us, and it's the Lord who rejects those accusations. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebukes you. This man, that's Joshua, that's me, that's you. This man is like a burning stick that has been snatched from the fire. And as I said, that is salvation. It talks about Jerusalem there. Of course, there is the old Jerusalem, but there's also a new Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem is the bride of Christ. The bride of Christ is the church. When you come into the kingdom of God, you come into the church. Hallelujah. And as you know, in Revelation 21, verse 2, it says, and I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. Again, a picture of salvation. Praise the Lord. So the Lord has chosen you, his bride, and we ought to be excited. Are we excited? Praise God. Salvation always points back to Jesus. Jesus is both central and essential to our salvation. The Bible says there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And you've heard constantly of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. I'm just going to paraphrase that. Praise the Lord. God loved us, his creation, so much. He was willing to sacrifice the very person who was most precious to him in order to save us. So we are saved when we believe in and have faith in Jesus Christ, who is the sacrificed one. So now we look at the process, and I'm trying to go at a certain pace here. Praise the Lord. We look at the process. What is the process of salvation? First of all, it is God himself who draws us to him by his Holy Spirit. And secondly, we confess our faith in Christ and his finished work. As you know, Christ on the cross says, it is finished. He meant it. It is finished. Praise the Lord. Then we are baptized. And it's in a semblance of Jesus's death, burial, and resurrection to newness of life. The Bible says, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. In other words, with Christ, our desires have changed. We just ditched the destructive desires that have plagued us from birth. And now we have new desires. We have positive, constructive desires. You know, we no longer seek to destroy, but we build. You know, we don't dwell in the darkness, but we dwell in the light. We don't hate, but we love. Praise the Lord. And we pursue life and not death. Hallelujah. Praise God. So our salvation means the glory of God is revealed in us to the world. No longer do we desire to hide our light under a bushel. But we are now a city built on a hill, New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem, the holy city. And our light must shine to honor God. And this is a result of salvation. Now, as part of salvation, you've heard of the expression putting on Christ. It is used in the sense of putting on a garment. And in this sense, we are clothing ourselves in Christ, so that when someone looks at you, they see the light of Christ shining through you. And it happens more and more as the garment of Christ shapes you both inside and out. That is salvation. And speaking of putting on garments, in Ephesians 6:11, it says, put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the devil's schemes. And if we move on to the next slide, which is, yes, we're okay there. We have there a Roman soldier. And it's funny, I was looking at this thing about garments of salvation, aspects of different parts of the garments. And I realized that it's all in the Old Testament. Paul didn't just pull it out of his head. It was always there in the Old Testament, praise God. So of course you have the Roman soldier with his helmet of salvation, his breastplate of righteousness, sword of the Spirit, belt of truth, shield of faith, and his feet covered in the preparation of the gospel of peace. Praise the Lord. And then we'll move on now to Ephesians 6:14-17. And I will read, particularly for those who are actually online. It says, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. That's something that I thought about recently. You mean to say, arrows, flaming arrows have been thrown at me all the time? No wonder I need the shield of faith. Praise the Lord. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. Speaking of the armor of God. I remember some time ago, my wife and I, we're both teachers, and teacher's job is really hard, believe me. I'd wake up at about 5:45 in the morning to prepare for work. And my wife would wake up around 5:00, and she'd go into the living room, and she'd be there. I'd sort of peek in and see that she's reading her Bible and praying. And I thought to myself, wow. I thought, wow. That is really good, because that sounds actually looked to me like a superhero stuff. I don't, you know, I'm not an early morning person. That's difficult for me. But she was able to do that. I asked her, you know, why do you do that? And she said, I need time to put on my armor. I need time to put on my armor. And I saw the significance of that because she was always the one who got the most difficult class. A class is coming up and everyone's going, whoa, I don't want to do it. And they'd give that class to her. And it wouldn't be easy, but she'd work with them, and within a short time, she'd turn them around. And I realized the significance of that was that she was engaged in spiritual warfare all this time. I didn't see it at the time, but I saw it afterwards. And sometimes we need to do that in putting on the armor of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, as I said, the children will be turned around. And I just want to tell you that the armor of God has a very powerful spiritual significance. Why? Because every part of the armor refers to Christ. And I'll explain to you. We've heard of the belt of truth. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Breastplate of righteousness, 1 Corinthians 1:30. But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That's your righteousness. Feet shod with the gospel of peace, Ephesians 2:14. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups, Jews and Gentiles, into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall. Shield of faith, Galatians 3:26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Helmet of salvation, Acts 4:12. There's salvation in no one else. For God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Sword of the Spirit, word of God. John 1:14, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The whole armor of God is about putting on the protective presence of God. That is salvation. Praise the Lord. Finally, in a lot of films, you know, like Mission Impossible, James Bond, and so on, sometimes the hero's back is against the wall, and the viewers think, wow, he's had it now, just no way out. Then the hero smiles and produces a secret weapon. And we realize that secret weapon was hinted at earlier on. So it didn't just come out of nowhere. And I'd say, yes, go get them, hero. Yes. Well, at least I do. I don't know about you. Okay, so here is your secret weapon. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the message today. We hope it blessed you. And if it did, please like, comment, and subscribe for more videos from Micah. And don't forget to click the notification bell to see when they're uploaded. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you in the next one.